DeMarcus, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys for inviting me on.
All right, so DeMarcus, it's been a tough week for the Dallas Cowboys, coming off the biggest loss in the biggest home loss in the Jerry Jones era. Jerry obviously seeming really stressed right now, under a lot of pressure, and pretty unhappy with the results. And it's difficult to be happy with this 3-3 football team after all the high expectations that they've had. When you look at this Cowboys team right now, what would you say is fundamentally the biggest thing plaguing them?
First of all, a lot of the starters are out, right? So you can see that the leadership is missing when it comes to communication in the offensive line, guys missing where blocks should be. You can see it from a defensive standpoint. And I think the biggest missing thing that a lot of people don't see is how are these guys felt in the locker room and talking to these number two and three guys? Because when you're out there on the field, maybe those guys are sitting back a little bit with the C's on their chest, mm-hmm. and they need to sort of implement themselves a little bit more and say, number two, number three, you guys need to get out here and do what you need to do until we get back. And I saw on a couple of plays that guys are looking around like, what do I need to do? No. You need to know exactly what you need to do, but that's instilled in the offseason. That's why you got that C on your chest.
Mm-hmm. So we love to use the phrase next man up. I know coaches love to use the phrase next man up. When is next man up too far down the line that it doesn't work anymore?
When the next man up is making too many mistakes, when they're out there, when the next man up, when they have the ability and so on and so forth, when they're out there playing cool, but when the next man up have the ability and they're still just messing up, not knowing what they need to do, and, you know, gaps are open here and there, that's when it's time to make some changes. Because at the end of the day, it don't matter who's out there, if mistakes are made, the plays are still going to be getting played on. So that's like, it's hard to say next man up, especially when you start talking about Dallas Cowboys. The first loss, it's like the season, it's a season ender. So you need to... it's almost like, you know, put up or shut up. This is just how I played. Either you're going to perform or you're not. Either the light switch is on or it's not. And right now the light switch isn't on.
It's Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan, joined by DeMarcus Ware. Okay, DeMarcus, so you were on the last team that had a Cowboys coach fired midseason when Wade Phillips was let go in the middle of 2010. And there's been a lot of discussion this week, despite Jerry saying it's not going to happen. A lot of discussion about potential parallels between 2010 and 2024 and what could lead to Mike McCarthy being the next coach that's fired midseason by the Cowboys. When you guys were in that season in 2010, what markers did you see, or at what point did you say, okay, we've got serious problems here and a change might be in order?
When the coaches lose respect in the locker room, when the players start saying things in the locker room that a lot of media don't see, when they stop liking the coach, when they stop getting motivated, when the coach comes into the meeting rooms, that's when there's a time to change. I don't know when that is or if that's like that. I can't say that. But when the morale of the team is lost from the players and the coach's connection, that's when it's time.
When does, because, you know, it usually happens during a losing season. You probably don't lose the locker room when you're 12-5, but is also the fact that you do lose a locker room, is that an all an indictment on the leadership of the team as well, from a player standpoint?
When you look, first of all, the leaders will start being chatterers. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They will start being the bad apples and it will become a point to where the leaders start talking about the coaches, and now the second and third string guys are like, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we playing for? And when all those things start getting disarray, that's when it's time to like, hey, it doesn't matter if you're 12-5 or, you know, whatever, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to, some changes need to happen from the top all the way to the bottom, and that's from the coaches all the way to the players, no matter how well or how bad they play.
DeMarcus, you've obviously spent a lot of time with Micah Parsons, spoke very highly of him, also challenged him in a lot of ways to become a better player and a better leader, something that he was really seeming to embrace before he had the injury a couple weeks ago against the Giants that's kept him out. What have you seen from him so far? Or I guess more specifically, as we look and see a guy who seems to be embracing the leadership and embracing a more complete game like you've talked about before, what more does he need to do to kind of take that next jump to be in that absolute highest tier of all-time type of players and you know, earn that next payday as what he obviously wants to be, which is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL?
The sky's the limit for Micah, and you can see how he started off, actually ended the season, and how he started off, lights out. I mean, the sky's the limit for him. He can do whatever he needs to do. I think that next level thing for him comes at a time just like this, when you're not on the field. How much do they feel Micah Parsons on the field when he's not there? And you feel that from the other players that are out there right now because of how much authority he has over the guys that are out there playing right now because of his leadership.
All right, DeMarcus, let's talk a little bit about this event that you're doing in Grapevine today. You're going to be out at the Sam's Club Grand Reopening at 1701 West State Highway 114 in Grapevine. This is a big deal for the Grapevine community today with this two-year recovery of the store there. And it's not just a store. It's like a big community thing here. And this is a community segment. And so we wanted to bring you in on this. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing out there today and how some people can come hang out with you, drink some Pepsi Zero, and eat some pizza.
You know, it's going to be a great day today because I've been in Grapevine, Texas since 05. And I remember when it closed and it never came back. And everybody's been waiting to see when are they going to open up. And now they went over and beyond with Pepsi and, you know, Sam Clubs, that they're teaming together, opening up a whole new cafe in there. Everybody's going to be ready for that with their new scan and go system through the app, where when you're in there shopping, you can order your food and go to the cafe. I mean, you can go right out the door, but you're going to meet me before you go out the door with this meet and greet. And I think that's going to be one of the funnest things to see the fans go through, to catch up and to sort of add some fire back into the community because Sam's Club just opened up. I say, you know, you got pizza, Pepsi, and you got party time. It's going to be great, the three P's, and I'll be there from 2 to 3 today. And hopefully everybody come out.
Yeah, once again, the address, 1701 West State Highway 114 in Grapevine. You can see DeMarcus Ware out there at Sam's Club today from 2 to 3 p.m. They've got a number of other things going on. I think Charles Haley's going to be out there. The mayor of Grapevine's going to be there for a ribbon cutting ceremony here coming up at 8 a.m., so just around the corner. But an all-day affair, and specifically, you can go see DeMarcus Ware, thanks to Pepsi Zero, from 2 to 3 p.m. today. And thank you to DeMarcus Ware for joining us today on Sean and RJ. Thanks so much, DeMarcus. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys come check it out.